It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. May 8th. 1985, K-Pro introduces a slimmed-down version of the K-Pro 2861 computer. It was an IBM-compatible AT computer, and the price was $2,995. 1997, Apple Computer introduces the PowerBook 2400C notebook computer. Featured a 180 MHz PowerPC 603E processor, 1.3 GB hard drive, 10.4-inch active matrix color display, 2 PC card slots, and it would be available at the end of May in Japan and end of July in the United States. Estimated cost was $3,500 and would weigh only 4.4 pounds. Also in 1997, Bell Canada and TELUS were authorized by the Canadian Radio Television Telecommunications Commission to conduct a 2-year experiment delivering telecommunications and broadcasting services over specially built digital networks. Bell Canada's system connected to 3,500 homes in London, Ontario, and Quebec, while the TELUS connected to 2,000 subscribers in Calgary and 1,400 subscribers in Edmonton. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. 2001, the sand mind worm spreads by exploiting holes in Sun Microsystems' Solaris and Microsoft's Internet Information Services. 2005, the Javi 6.0 milestone was released. It stands for Java ASCII Versatile Editor. It names suggest, of course, being a GUI-based Java editor for drawing ASCII art. 2006, at a press conference in Los Angeles before the Electronic Entertainment Expo, Sony announces the PlayStation 3, which would feature a motion-sensing Bluetooth wireless controller, Wi-Fi wireless, and HDMI video output. The November 17th was the release date, and they were looking for a price of $499 and $599. Also in 2006, the lawsuit brought by Apple Corps against Apple Incorporated in September of 2003 in the United Kingdom for introducing the iTunes Music Store and the iPod, which Apple Corps was basically believed that it was in violation of their previous agreement. Apple Corps is owned by the Beatles, and they had Apple Corps as a record label long before Apple Computer came along. They've lived in harmony because of the fact that there was no common ground being music. Well, now that music has been cornered by Apple when the iTunes and iPod, Apple Corps felt that they were in violation. Also in 2006, Pure Basic version 4.0 for Windows was released to the general public. That version brought a new maturity to the language by adding much requested features such as colors for gadgets, faster file operations due to buffering, Unicode support, UDP network support, unlimited length strings, fixed length strings, and a bunch of other stuff. So it used the Ogre game engine. 2008, Yahoo revamps its search engine while testing a new item called Glue Pages. Also in 2008, MySpace announces data availability, which is a way for members to share their files with Flickr, Yahoo, eBay, and PhotoBucket. And cars running on sugar and tequila was what the headlines read for that day. E-Fuel announced an ethanol solution you could set up in your backyard using the consumer items as biofuel. And in 2009, Citrix releases ZenServer 5.5 for virtualization management. And in order to block the acquisition, certain Sun's shareholders put together a lawsuit and sued Sun over the Sun-Oracle merger.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.